Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dirty, yeah. Cat. Come on.
It's up in the morning, girl, and the DJ playing that song. Now, what you gonna do?
I'ma get
pop. What you gonna do?
I'ma get pop.
It's up in the morning.
Good morning, Lincoln, Nebraska. Happy Hump Day. Welcome to Morning Hookup. Bill Hooks, Will Wilson in the house.
What's going on, dude?
The craziest thing ever is when you played that song. That was the last song I heard driving into the lot this morning.
No way.
Not lying.
Seriously. That was a random pick. I had to pick a song like in a minute. I just picked a random one.
That's crazy.
That's weird.
That
man.
Is so weird. Welcome into the show.
What else is going to happen today?
I don't know. Well, I know what's going to happen. Jameson Welch from BasketballNews.com will join us.
All right.
Here in the first hour. We caught up with him this morning. Also, Robin Washit. Let you know, if you like Robin, like we all do, starting right now, he'll go back to about 10:15. We make accommodations for the one Robin Washit during spring football, so he can do his job.
Of course. So we'll move Jameson to the first hour.
Yes. So you know, every Wednesday right now, Jameson will be in the first hour around probably 9:25, 9:30, somewhere in there. You'll get your NBA hookup. We'll spin the wheel again today at 10 o'clock. You know what we ought to do?
What?
Should we spin the wheel with Robin Washit?
Oh, that's a good idea. Let's do it.
Let's spin the wheel. So we'll hold off until we get to Robin Washit, and we're going to spin the wheel with Robin.
Cool.
It'd be fun.
Yeah, if you want to have a chance to have your question be asked, make sure you get it in, because we have a few in there right now.
Yes. Get some more on ESPNLincoln.com. Go in and hit the morning hookup. Put those questions in. It'll say morning hookup, random wheel of questions.
That's right.
Hit it and go. Well, we'll have fun. Rob, but we won't even tell Rob.
No.
We'll also qualify two more lucky people today for the Memorial Day Grill Pack. The Weber Grill, the Brush, the Rubs from Capital Patio and Flame Shop. $100 gift certificate to Leon's Grocers to get some of that meat. And a $100 Campbell's gift card to spruce up the grill. You get two chances today on our show, morning on the Morning Hookup. Two more, 4 to 6. Hail Varsity, Chris Smith.
That's right. ESPNLincoln.com.
Oh, yeah, for that
also,
extra.
That's right.
Boom.
Yep.
Who we got?
We got Gary Jerry on the line.
Gary Jerry.
Yep, here he is.
Gary Jerry.
Hey, Gary.
Happy Wednesday.
It is. It's a great day. Headed out to the yard.
Oh, boy.
Oh, baby.
Going up to watch the Storm Chasers.
What time do they play today?
They play at noon.
Very nice. Yeah, I saw they got the win last night.
Nice.
Yeah, I headed up there. So every day's a great day at the yard, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
There's
a lot better,
better.
A lot better when you're winning.
Beautiful ballpark too.
Yeah, that is a nice ballpark up there. Everybody talks about the old days. That thing was a piece of crap they had before. The whole thing. It smelled. It was so bad. It just stunk.
Jeez. Was it in the same location? Was it?
No, it wasn't. No, it was down by the Omaha Zoo, right next door to the Omaha Zoo.
Gotcha, okay.
Right down on 13th Street there in Omaha.
You know, for how long the Storm Chasers have been around, you've been around the whole time since they started, right?
They used to be the Omaha Royals. You knew that, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but, you know, I wanted to, I know that this is Husker stuff. Can we talk Royals baseball for a second?
Of course.
You go.
What do you want?
Yeah, we were going to talk baseball anyway.
Have you ever seen such a disappointment as Bubba Starling?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
No, it's too bad.
What a disappointment. And, you know, he doesn't even start.
Yeah. He doesn't start in AAA, really?
No. Wow. Yeah, he's on the roster, but he's not going to start. I can't say he's not going to start today because I don't know that for sure. But he's 30-some years old now, isn't he?
I mean, he's getting up there, and the Royals don't really need him in MLB right now. So
I think they're trying to justify taking him in the first round. the first one picked, actually. That's crazy.
Yeah, so you're saying he should have came and played quarterback for us.
Oh, he could have came to Nebraska, couldn't he?
Yeah.
Yep.
But, you know, he thought he was better. I don't know if he thought he was better than he was, actually. You know, one of the biggest, the Royals have had some really funny things happen. You know, when who played left field for the Royals?
Gordon? Alex Gordon?
Gordo. You know, when he went in, he was a third baseman.
Yep.
And he wasn't hitting. It was terrible. And he changed positions. And I don't know if that had anything to do with it or not, but he turned out he wasn't obviously the best hitter that you would like to have somebody, you know, hit maybe 290, you know, right, between 280 and 290. But there was nobody who was a better fielder than Alex Gordon.
Yep. Hey, have fun at the ballpark today, man.
Enjoy your time.
I will. You guys have a great day.
Thanks,
all right?
You too.
All right, man. Yep.
See you. You know what I'll say? I mean, the Bubba Starling thing, yeah, I know it's a disappointment for a lot of people, but there's so many players that you draft high and the potential, the prospect, all that, and it doesn't pan out. There's a lot of those stories, and unfortunately, it's more prominent when you have you're connected to the university for a little bit, and then you choose to go the other way.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right? And it's unfortunate. He's 28 years old. You know, I admire the guy still grinding it.
He made it. I mean, you know, he made it up there.
You know,
he got to.
It's unfortunate. It just didn't pan out so far, right?
Yeah, so far. And
right, it just didn't pan out.
I guess
those are just those things.
There's still time, but like I said, I mean, if you look at the outfield right now up in the majors, I mean, there's really no room for him. So
there isn't. Yeah. Maybe it's a different location.
Yeah, right. Maybe he just needs a change of scenery. But, you know, it's also interesting, too, that, you know, it's so subjective with scouting talent, right? I mean, there's so many scouts, right? So many scouts looking at different players that they have their different thoughts. You know, I feel like it's so hard nowadays to find a gem, you know, to be confident on this prospect that he's going to be great.
Yeah. Speaking of something that didn't disappoint last night, if you didn't catch it, talk a little Major League Baseball. I watched most of it. The ESPN game last night, Houston Astros, New York Yankees.
Yes.
It was not disappointing last night in that game. Yankees jumped out 3-1 in the first, and then you had a two-run bomb.
Before that, though, it was Alex Bregman. So I turned on the game just in
top of the first when Bregman hits the home run.
Bregman walks up to the plate, and he nails a home run, and he shuts up Yankee Stadium. He didn't really shut him up because they started ultimately booing him relentlessly after that. But it was cool to see him, man. He's like, screw you guys, I'm nailing this home run. But then, of course, Stanton did his thing.
Yes. Yeah, so you get that, and you get the Stanton does his thing. They get up 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were some moments in the game, though. The Yankees fans showed out last night. There was a couple moments in there where they were, like, zoned in on one lady fan who was, like, blowing up an inflatable trash can.
Jeez.
The booze rained all night long.
I think there was a Altuve chant going on.
Yes, there was that going on. There was a really, really could have been a nasty collision at home last night when there was a base hit and then an overthrow to first and they were circling the bases and I forget who it was and they clipped the catcher because it was a unique situation if you didn't see it. Was it Lemieux? Lemieux's at the plate. He goes 2-for-4 last night with a walk and a strikeout and an RBI. But he swings and it's a slow roller to third. Bregman doesn't make a good throw, but he's going to beat it anyway. Goes out in the right field, yada, yada. But if you watch the replay, when he swings, you know, a lot of those players, like for instance, Derek Jeter. When Derek Jeter would get a single or something, he would throw the bat like 40 feet away, right? So Lemieux drops it where literally it's in the base path, right?
Okay.
Like, here's home plate. It's right there.
In the third base path?
No, yeah, so literally right by the plate.
Okay.
Almost where he swung it, right? And they circle, and it's typically, as a runner that is scoring, you try to get that bat out of the way. Pick it up, move it. Or a catcher will slide it out of the way. The runner coming in last night, the bat was still there, and he didn't slide. Tried to hop the bat.
Yeah.
Hits it, turns his ankle, over the top. Then he catches the catcher. He's trying to get the ball, in the same motion going towards third. And he misses it, but he gets his neck and his... Oh, God, it was almost nasty last night. But the Yankees, I think, scored 4 in that inning to go 7-3 and win the game.
Yeah, you know, I want to ask you, when it comes to the Astros and, you know, booing them and, you know, giving them a hard time, I loved some of the talking points last night of the broadcast where people were asking the questions, you know, who are you booing at this point? Because a high percentage of those players who were on that cheating team aren't with the Astros anymore.
The organization.
Right. I mean, but are you booing Dusty? Dusty Baker?
No, no way. No way. No.
I'm sure it's a revolt. The GM, right? I mean, the GM, yeah, they got rid of a lot of
them. I think it's a revolt against organization, right?
I'm for, you know, they cheated. Yes, I'm for, give them crap. I'm just.
And also the fact that nobody got a chance to do it last year.
That's true.
They got off easy last year. Obviously, you had COVID in the pandemic, but I thought the Astros got off easy last year.
Oh, definitely.
With that.
It was like a gift.
Yeah, with that.
But, of course, it's Yankee fans, and they haven't had the chance to cheer in front of the Astros yet, and they did their thing. Good thing they won the game, too, because that wouldn't have been good.
Also, my Braves. Boy, how about Acuna?
Yeah, he's leading it alone now, isn't
he? That's 10.
Yep.
That's 10.
Dude, the launch angle on his swing is just 10. So impressive. I don't know how he does it. He hits it so high.
Boy, not to be upstaged was the pitching of the Braves. That was good last night.
Yeah, on the plate too.
But we have a pitcher now in the Braves that's now hit his third home run.
Mm-hmm.
Grand Salame last night. Two.
What's his name?
Oh, I always mispronounce it. However you want to say it.
I saw that.
Is incredible.
That's pretty impressive. You don't see that often.
Like, he's hitting 286 as a pitcher. No, sorry, 385. I apologize. 385.
Wow.
Four home.
Jeez.
Bomb last night.
You know, the Royals last night, God, they can't find a win recently. Past few games. It's kind of frustrating. Pitching, man. That's what it's looking like.
So that was fun. Before we go to break, I told you I was going to test. There's a lot more we're going to get to. We're going to talk a little Huskers, and we're going to talk to Jameson Welch to BasketballNews.com, NBA. I told you I was going to tell you this story. From my wife told me this story.
Yeah, some of that.
You'll appreciate
Chicago?
This. You'll appreciate this. I just got a text, so I'm like, No, I got to tell this story. Sitting at dinner last night, it was my 7-year-old's birthday, and that's where he chose to go. And my wife is a mug club person, like the World Beer, the World Tour, right? She's on the tour card, whatever. It's a place where her friends go, and they do the mini tours. And I go, you know, when I go, I don't drink the beer. She does, and, you know, whatever.
Okay.
So she doesn't have a card, but she writes her phone number down and gets the points. We happen to be there on a Saturday, like it, for lunch.
Okay.
And go through lunch. We forget to put her phone number down.
Oh.
My wife's the most honest person in the world, by the way. Like, no lies about her.
Okay.
So she goes the other night. She goes the other night with friends. Boy, okay. This just sounds bad on me, by the way. So she goes on that with friends, and she says, hey, oh, by the way, the other day, at noon, we were here with my family on a Saturday, and I forgot to put my number down to get the points, right? Because you earn other points, like $5 off, blah, 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 blah.
Got to get the points.
So they went and got the manager, and, like, she spits off all the drinks. This is what we had, da, da, da. So they researched the ticket.
Oh, my God.
And they come back and they go, I know this is you because not many people at 11:45 on a Saturday order double tall crown and nuts.
Jesus. Oh, God.
We don't get many people like that on a Saturday.
That's a good thing to be known by, Hooks.
How impressive. Are you impressed yet?
I am very impressed, actually.
I'm more impressed my wife knew every one of those drinks that we partook in on a Saturday.
Because your name's not on the... I mean, it's just like...
He's like, yep, I know it. I know you're not lying because not many people can do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say that's impressive. I'll go with that. I'm going to keep it there.
Wow, she told me that.
Just glad you guys got the points. That's the moral.
Yeah,
of the
I just
want to
make sure she got her points.
You
got
to get the points.
She got her points. Can you believe that?
I
kind of just put my head down for a minute. I'm like, ugh.
People, you got to get the points, Hooks. Good sense points, man.
I get those too.
About $5 away from a free sandwich.
You get those too, man.
Got to. Okay, so we got Jameson coming up.
Jameson coming up, man. I can't wait to you guys hear Jameson. A lot of good stuff there. Robin Washit, can't wait to talk to Robin. We'll talk a lot of fun stuff with Robin. We're going to spin the wheel with Robin.
What are you laughing at?
Oh, just I just feel like I'm getting... Dustin tweeted, Bill, I'm ready for more of these stories. Sometimes life is bigger than sports.
He's right.
I have a lot of those, Dustin.
You have a lot of...
those, like, aha moments.
Life
like,
getting points stories.
No.
No, I know. I've given you crap.
I've ever told you this. God, me. The one story, I think my kid was probably six, five or six. I don't even know. Kids are smart, by the way. Super smart. They're sponges. We're at Old Chicago before, and my... Golly, I can't tell. I'm just... Man, I truly can control myself, okay? I promise.
You're laughing at this...
Okay. Yeah, I'm laughing at it.
Okay, so...
We go around the table and blah, blah, blah. What do you want to drink? What do you drink? Everybody orders a drink. And they come to me, what do you want to drink? My son goes, he'll take a Crown and diet. Bam.
Oh, my God. You know, that I think that's fine because you got to teach them young, you know. you got to teach them how to mix a drink early.
Be responsible.
Right? I mean...
Yeah, but
they,
come
they
on,
they should
man.
Know how to mix a Crown and diet by at least 11 years old, 12
no!
years old.
No!
Just to learn how to
well,
mix it.
Well, that can't happen.
No, I mean, they can't, like, drink it or anything, obviously, but just to, you know, learn how to mix it. I mean, what's the big deal out of that? What's the crime in that?
No. Responsibility, Will.
Isn't the reason to have kids is so they can go grab a beer out of the fridge for you? Isn't that...
They'll mow the lawn.
Am I wrong?
Sometimes.
No, that's what I'm excited to have. Sometimes. As a son to tell him to go mow the lawn so I don't have to do it.
Oh, man. That's something else right there. I got to be more responsible.
All right, we got Jason here.
Jason, happy hump day.
Hey, bud, you got to reset Will the throw there. He's a little bit off base on why we have kids.
That's right.
No,
he's on a Slim Chickens probation period for the next 48 hours.
Done.
Crap.
Done. He's got to put on it. He's That's never been there.
That's not
no, good. And it's a joy to be a dad. Some days it's tough, but it's the best thing that ever happened to us.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No, honestly, sure that is so true. That is so true, especially, I mean, you know this, is when you have like those moments and you just kind of laugh, but the kids are sponges, man. So I think it's one of those things where you teach and you do things around your kids, be careful with some of the things that you do because they will repeat. But it is such a joy, man. It is such a joy.
Hooksy, you remember the first time you saw your kids? That's about that's the coolest thing a dad you'll ever, you know, you'll go through your whole life and you'll never have a moment where that split second you're just like, wow.
Look, man, I can tell you four times in my life, I've cried more, but I can tell you the four exact times that I cried. No doubt about it, that you just can't stop it. It's the day I saw my wife walk down the aisle when she came through the doors, boom, done. And the three births of my kids.
That's pretty special.
Yep. There's no doubt about those. I got goosebumps just even saying that.
Yeah, it's very special. You can't describe it. Nobody can explain it until it happens, and then you know it as dad. You're like, wow, this is amazing. And then, you know, I don't know. Life kicks you in the butt once in a while, but moments like that make it all worth it.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate that.
Have a good show, boys.
You too, man. Have a great Wednesday.
Yep, thanks.
So true there.
Yeah.
So true there. They're it's crazy because they're just relatable to a lot of people, right?
Yeah, and I hope nobody thought I was actually being serious about turning your kids into alcoholics young. It's not what I was getting to. I love radio. This is awesome.
Oh, good stuff right there. Hey, let's take a break. We'll come back. How much we have left? We'll get Jameson. We keep going?
We got about 5 minutes.
Oh.
So let's... what do you got?
Like, we're going to talk to Jameson coming up, but... This has been, you know me, I'm a Lakers fan.
Yes.
I am. I've been for a long time. By the way, this morning, I started with my kid this time watching The Last Dance.
This morning?
He hasn't seen it. We got this morning and got the
what
first
do you guys
episode.
Do?
We got the first. Well, Ty and I get up in the morning pretty early, like about 5, and usually he comes down about 6.
Oh, my God.
And it's about a show that we watch. That's like the special moments.
No,
again.
I know, but God, me at that age, I was sleeping until 10.
No.
You know?
He does that when it's like when he has nothing. Like school, he gets up during the week, he gets up pretty good. When there's not baseball or something, which is very rare, when you get the day off, he'll sleep. But, we always get up in the morning and like we've watched both seasons of Peyton's Places together. We've watched Top Class, which is about...
Is that the car thing?
Sierra Canyon. No, it's a Sierra Canyon high school basketball with Bronny James and Wade's kid and all those guys. That's a cool series that we watched together. We got him this morning, and I said, have you seen The Last Dance? He hadn't seen it yet. Because it was always on it later at night, and he was going to bed, and I wanted to watch the version with the language in it.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I think you get the full throttle of everything
way
on that side.
Way better. Yeah.
So we started watching it, and that was cool. But are the Lakers in trouble with the ankle of LeBron James? Yes. We asked Jameson that a little bit, and he talked a little bit about scheduling and stuff. But I'm don't know if they're for the run. This year.
Yeah, if
I mean, Anthony Davis looked like Anthony Davis the other night.
But he act like that every single night?
Yeah, because he might have to, be the guy if LeBron can't get the ankle right.
He has to be, and like I said, he has to perform that way every single night, which he's not going to. Yeah,
there's reports coming out right now, LeBron's going to sit out Thursday, Friday with a sore ankle.
Yeah, if I'm a Laker fan, I'd be concerned.
I'm a little concerned.
I would be concerned.
Also, it's the same side on the Nets. You're concerned right now because James Harden.
Yes.
No timetable for return.
Mm-hmm. That's concerning. And even as a LeBron fan, I think you're kind of concerned at him getting back to that, LeBron that we know. That unstoppable force going to every single finals. I feel like that could be coming to an end if LeBron can't get back to, what his body used to be. He's getting old, man.
Yeah,
it's kind of sad.
He is getting a little older.
It's concerning.
And I want to bring that up because I've been thinking about that because, they still have the Lakers as the second best title odds, but with the Nets as number one, but they've got injured stars.
Oh, yeah. And you need all the help you can have on defense if you're the Nets.
Yes.
That's the one thing. And I agree with you. He said it before, defense is what's going to make that team win this championship. And without Harden, what do you have? So, you got to have
him. It's just interesting with those guys right now. With those, those injured stars. Because you look around, the Bucks are playing better right now.
That's true.
Right?
If KD and Kyrie could be themselves, if they could be those players, the Nets are fine. But recently, no, man, they don't look like that.
They don't. And you look around, and obviously you've got, Brooklyn sitting in second place right now. Philly took back over there at the top spot, but Milwaukee's just sitting three games out, and those are your top three there. The Knicks are seven games out, and it goes on beyond that. Also out in the West, man, you look at that, and Phoenix. How about Phoenix, man?
They're top of the conference,
sitting
right?
Sitting at top.
Yeah.
Tied with Utah right now, 47-18.
Okay, Utah second. Clippers third, right?
Well, they're tied. Those two are tied for first. Phoenix, Utah.
Right. Who's
and
third?
Then you got the Clippers at 44-22. Three and a half out, and then Denver and so on. The Lakers currently are in the sixth spot, by the way. They've moved up out of the play-in.
Denver's a, that spot right there, the fourth spot, that's very deceptive for them.
Yes.
Man. That is a damn good team, I think. And obviously, they lost Murray, but Jokic, I think, is playing the best basketball in the NBA right now.
Yes,
For
all intents and purposes, he's the MVP of the league.
I think so.
Based on based on injured stars being out and time they've missed.
He's my MVP for sure. Mm-hmm. I know we talked to Jameson about his MVP.
Yeah, let's do that. But when we go to break, though, this will be your chance. It's your time to get qualified for that Memorial Day grill package, the Weber grill, the Weber brush, the rubs from Capital Patio and Flame Shop. $100 gift certificate to Leon's Grocers. Get that meat for the grill. And then a $100 gift card to Campbell's Nursery to spruce up so you can get those birds flying around your trees and your plants and all that good stuff. You can call right now, 402-466-3776, 402-466-ESPN, caller 5. Jameson Welch after the break.